G'day, welcome to Partakers ThinkSpot. Let's go over to Jim and Joy and discover what they are sharing with us today.
In the front of my Bible, these words are written. Read the Bible to be wise, believe it to be safe, and practice it to be holy. They remind me how important the Bible is to me. It's my food and drink. It's described that way in the Bible. It is also described there as honey, a hammer, a lamp, and a light to my path. Strong meat, a sword, milk, and I'm sure there are a good number of other words because it is so important and so indispensable to the believer like me. If you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour, then the Bible must mean a lot to you too. Do you know something? Men and women around the globe have died rather than recant words from this book explaining who Jesus is. It contains the very words of God spoken to 40 writers over 1600 years, and today speaks still as loud to billions upon billions who pick it up and begin to realize what a treasure is contained here. The very creator of the universe, the maker of sun, moon, stars, and so much more, speaks to us from this very book. The Bible is also described as quick and powerful, pure, unadulterated, strengthening, stimulating. It is above all books and is a world's best seller. It has been translated into many different languages and is still being translated into the languages of tribes today who need to hear God's truth. Above all, information in this amazing book is the incredible story of God the creator of the vast universe. This universe is made out of nothing. Isn't that amazing? Even more incredible, it tells the story of man falling out with his maker and the story of how God reconciled the world to himself through his son Jesus Christ. The Bible explains the way man is to live his life in every detail and the source of his needs to be met and the very purpose of his being here on earth. In fact, no stone is left unturned in explaining and all we need to know in this world into which God our Creator has placed us concerning our lives and our future. My friends, if this book is so wonderful and is so helpful, why is it that so often it is pushed to one side in so many homes? Why are so many Bibles finding their way into charity shops and even being thrown away? Because the enemy of our souls, Satan, does not want us to find the way to God and to heaven. He wants us to be uninformed how to live out our lives. He wants us to despair rather than find the answers to our many questions. Do you remember the words I read at the beginning of this talk? Read it to be wise, believe it to be safe, practice it to be holy. We need to get to know the author and ask his help as we look into its many pages of wisdom. We need to set up a daily plan of reading it and digesting its contents. We need to realize how unsafe this world is for us without the knowledge of the holy and the vital need of his presence with us every step of our earthly journey to our final destiny. We need to take time to be holy and spend much time with his word. We live in a world of darkness and need the light of God's word to show us the way ahead. We need to know how insufficient we are in our need of direction and redirection when we have left the straight path and wandered off. Practice it to be holy. To be like Jesus, we need to have a soaking of God's word into our lives daily, to be washed by the pure water of God's word, and to be filled anew with his Holy Spirit, who explains the scriptures to us. May each one of us find some more time to spend in this wonderful book and delight ourselves in it. If not, it will be to our cost and will certainly affect our destiny.
Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, teach us to revere the Bible more than we do, to have it by our side, ready to be referred to, rather than hidden away out of our sight, only to be brought out next Sunday to take to church with us, like an ornament. It is our daily manna, so please give us an appetite for it, to even a craving for it when we miss a day's reading. Imprint upon our minds to read it to be wise, believe it to be safe, and practice it to be holy. Sorry if we have neglected it, especially if we have been afraid to look into its pages in case it made us feel guilty of our sins we have committed. Lord, may we be an open book before you, ready to be spoken to by you and ready to readjust our lives when shown the error of our ways. If downcast, lift us up through its many pages of encouragements, where your people have been in similar circumstances and need to be strengthened by you. Lord, we love the Psalms. May we read and see ourselves there, with David and others who faced difficult times, and discover how they found their peace and rest in you. Lord, we do love you, and thank you for the Bible. May we treasure it forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers Monday ThinkSpot. Come and see us again real soon.